Martha Coakley, are you going to win this election?
Yes, I am. And we have a great ground game. We've got great ideas. I said early on that this race would be won by ideas and organizing. And I've spent the last 14 months talking to folks around Massachusetts, including a lot of time in Berkshire County, where I grew up. And I know we have some work to do here, but I'm really optimistic about the ability to move forward with businesses, and particularly if we invest in education and our kids and our workforce ability to get jobs, we will keep jobs here.
Well, what is it about Massachusetts that we citizens tend to elect Republicans every once in a while in the bluest of blue states?
The premise that we are so blue is a little not true anymore. If we look at the numbers, we actually have over 50% of voters are unenrolled. And so they do tend to look at the voter as opposed to the party. They look at the candidate instead of the party. And I know that we have had historically Republican voters, but I think we've seen under Republican governors 16 years of cutting budgets, of losing important health for social work and DCF and Department of Mental Health workers, things that I care very much about, and frankly have seen as I've been in public service, while as a DA and as an attorney general, while those governors have made those budget cuts, I've seen the impact on it. And frankly, in the last 8 years under Governor Patrick and a very tough economy, look, Wall Street took our money and crashed it. Stole money and gambled with it. We lost pensions. We lost homes. But Governor Patrick has kept his eye on investing in infrastructure and education. And I am really excited now that as we start to come out of a very tough economy, we're going to be able to build a sustainable local economy with a plan I have that will help every part of Massachusetts start to do better.
Now, one of my favorite people in the world is Deval Patrick. I don't think that's any secret. He's been out there vigorously supporting your candidacy. Can you think, here's a get you into trouble question. Can you think of any way in which you differ from Governor Patrick?
Oh, sure. And we don't agree on everything. We have disagreed on some issues, but I think one of the strengths I have now following Governor Patrick is particularly since I've been the Attorney General working with him and seeing some of the places we can do better. And one is our Department of Children and Families. I know that. In fact, I've seen issues with that division and that agency since I, under Republican and Democratic governors. And I do think the time now, building on the kind of innovation and infrastructure investments he's made, is to make sure that all of our agencies have the tools they need to communicate, to break down silos, to deal with the real issues that people are dealing with, to make sure kids have good education. So I can commit to doing that, and I believe that Massachusetts can be prosperous and fair, and I'm really proud of my management record. For every dollar I've gotten as Attorney General, I bring back 10 to the Commonwealth. I know from my work that I'm going to be able to not only run those agencies well, I understand what the missions of those agencies are, to keep families together, but to keep kids safe. That's really important, to make sure we keep kids out of trouble and to give them help when they get in, and make sure that we deal with the tremendous scourge, for instance, of mental health and addiction that we have all across the Commonwealth.
Do you have a specific plan on that?
I think the first on, and I've talked a lot about mental health specifically because of my own family's experience and mine with my younger brother, Edward. I think a lot of people have heard me talk about it or seen the ad. And, of course, you know, we grew up in North Adams at age 17. It's now 18 years ago that after a long struggle with mental health where my brother really said he didn't want to get help because he thought it would create a stigma for him. It's 18 years ago this month, actually, that he took his own life. Mm. And I know that if we can reduce stigma, if we can address the ways in which we provide both prevention for people who have mental health and substance abuse issues, but also provide beds for people who have emergencies and provide peer supports for them and training and provide reimbursement for insurance. We'll do a lot better. We'll get better outcomes, and I think we'll save money. You would not believe how many people talked to me even after the ad about that was their brother, it was their mother, and it is really a much bigger problem than I think people understand, and I know there are ways we can address it directly.
Martha Coakley, you, as you have mentioned, are a native of our region, Berkshire County. I lived there too and have for a lot of years, but there is somewhat of a lingering suspicion in Berkshire County that we're being screwed at the expense of the other end of the state. I guess that always occurs in states like ours, but is it true?
I think that there's certainly the perception, and I think there is some reality to this idea of sort of regional equity for tax dollars, and that is true around transportation. I think it is certainly true around infrastructure, communication infrastructure, and one of the things I know we need to do is complete the last mile so that all of our four western counties are going to have broadband. It's just a necessity in this day and age for schooling, for business to have access to internet and telecommunication. But it is, I can tell you, you know, having grown up in North Adams in the 50s and 60s, my dad, who had his own company in North Adams, used to say, those politicians from Boston only come out every 4 years for the Fall Foliage Day Parade. And actually, that stuck with me. It's one of the reasons why, as Attorney General, I was sworn in at the Mass MoCA. We have an office in Springfield, and I have spent time in the four western counties as Attorney General, and particularly during this race, because I think there are great opportunities in my regional economic plan to invest in ways that for Pittsfield or for North Adams or for Springfield or Holyoke, we can develop an economic plan that respects the people who live there, that provides for growth and education for people in those communities, whether it's with smart farming or the return of precision manufacturing. There's a lot of great ideas out there, and I know it's always a little bit tougher, but I am committed to making sure we turn this economy around for everybody and not just Boston and Cambridge.
Are there too many guns in Massachusetts?
There are too many illegal guns in Massachusetts, and we have talked, and I know I actually heard this morning that the district attorney from Boston is in Georgia with other district attorneys looking on ways they can control that entrance of guns in the interstate traffic. It's really the trafficking in illegal guns that is the biggest problem. We have the toughest gun laws in the country, but we do not control what comes in from other states, mm-hmm. From other sections of the country. And I think that being able to stop that trafficking, focus on keeping those illegal guns out of the state, and is one of the most important things we have to do for public safety.
So, Martha Coakley, why do so many people love their guns?
I'm a history buff. We grew up in a country where certainly violence and in public safety and communities from the early days of when the Pilgrims arrived and moving west. I think some of it is not only in our history, it certainly was in our TV shows when I was growing up watching Bonanza and the Western movies. We do understand there's a Second Amendment. I respect that, but I also believe that we have to have a healthy respect and understanding of the risk and danger of guns. And I support legal gun ownership, safety gun ownership. But we do need to address the illegal trafficking in guns that creates problems in our urban cities, and it creates problems for people who are unstable or don't know how to handle them. That's why I support a federal assault weapon ban, by the way.
Yeah.
That has been a huge issue across the country, and we need a federal assault weapon ban.
Do Bill and Hillary's presence in your corner help you?
They certainly inspire me, and I know from being with Bill Clinton in Worcester last week, with Hillary coming on Friday, I think it's a reminder to everybody about what Democrats stand for and our values of equality and opportunity, giving people a fair shot. It's not that we always agree on everything, but I think the premises we agree on about investing in people moving forward with services that people need and education people need. And, you know, the beauty of it is, in Massachusetts, our future is going to depend on not just bringing jobs here and keeping jobs here and good jobs, but it's going to be investing in the education and the training of our people here to keep those businesses here. And it's a big difference between me and my Republican opponent, Charlie Baker. I think he sees one side of the ledger. He wants to, you know, cut costs and give some corporate tax breaks. But I believe that we're really going to be prosperous and fair by investing in the skills that kids are going to need. We know in 2020 that 70% of jobs in Massachusetts are going to require some kind of post-high school education, probably up to 2 years, which is why I'm investing in and believe our two-year schools and our four-year schools, both our state schools and our not-for-profit schools, are our biggest asset to making sure we keep a sustainable economy here throughout Massachusetts.
So how come this race is so close?
You know, it's not a surprise to me. I knew coming in that it would be close. Governor's races always are. As I indicated, we have over 50% of our voters are independents. They tend to wait to the last minute maybe to make up their minds. That's why I'm looking forward to debates in the next 2 weeks. Many of the races, both at the Senate level and at the, for governor in the past, have been close. We expect that. But I do think that getting our vote out, and when people see the differences, that I believe in investing in our people, people who need help and people who want a fair shot at getting a good job, is really the best way to economic prosperity. And I've worked that. I have a record showing that, we will win on November 4th.
And immigration, you know, there are many of us who believe that, you know, immigrants are getting a shabby deal. What about you?
Since I've been district attorney and as attorney general, I have always made it my practice in our office to not take into account the status, whether it's a victim, a defendant. As attorney general, we've gone after businesses that undercut by paying under the table and exploiting workers. That, by the way, is something that businesses appreciate, because they don't want to be undercut, and we want to make sure that if people work, they're paid, that they're treated fairly. Washington has failed us badly in many areas, but particularly this one. I had hoped we would have immigration reform by now. I know throughout Massachusetts we have people who are obeying the law, they're paying taxes, they're working hard, and we have to, I think, make sure that we continue to treat people fairly. And states are starting to, in a patchwork way, provide for ways in which we are inclusive for education, particularly, and for making sure that people are treated fairly.
Well, Martha Coakley, a great pleasure to be able to talk to you for this length of time, and we hope you'll come back again.
I certainly will be back. Thank you very much, Alan.